Now that you've hired your next head coach, what did you think of the process?
I thought it was outstanding. Just the way I thought Phil would handle it. He did it in a thorough way, very thoughtful way. Detailed, analytical, all with the goal of finding the best head coach for the Bears, and I think we found him.
We're very excited about Mark. The intellect, the football intelligence, his body of work. We're very excited, and we think Bears fans are going to be very excited about having him as the 14th head coach of the Chicago Bears.
What was your first impression of him and what you came away with after initial meeting?
High intellect. As you talk to him and you start realizing what he is as a person, every once in a while that coach came out and he's got that fire and the desire to build a really great football team.
He's got something about him, much like Phil did and does as general manager, that you can tell people are going to want to follow where he wants to lead.
His history is lengthy and really covers several decades, but the significance to me is the types of players that he has been very specifically involved with on a day-to-day basis. And we're talking about the Steve Youngs, a Hall of Famer, his mentor being a Hall of Fame coach in Bud Grant, Rich Gannon, an MVP in the year that he coached him in a Super Bowl. Bernie Kosar had great success with him. Jake Plummer, Scott Mitchell had some of their best years with this guy. And then he goes and becomes a head coach in the Canadian Football League and has a great quarterback there. Does that resume of impact impress you beyond the man himself, just the football side of things?
Phil Emery wanted a record of excellence. And when you look at what Mark has accomplished and the coaches whose paths he has crossed and the players that he has mentored, it's very impressive. The offense is something that has struggled the last couple of years. It's something that needs to be improved, and we're confident that Mark's going to do it.
And you have this quarterback, this franchise caliber quarterback with every tool in the shed, just waiting to be nurtured and grown, so to speak.
I think Mark's very excited to be working with Jay, and I think Jay is very excited to be working with Mark. Jay is a very talented quarterback. He can be great, and we need him to be great to go where we want to go.
Look, it's a league where you've got to score points. The playoffs this year have shown it. You've got to score points to win, and he's going to do that. And whether it's running, passing, having balance, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you got to score points, and I think we'll have that kind of offense.
It's funny, you know, they have to earn his respect, and vice versa, though. After 9 years with the same coach, I think that'll be an interesting prism to look at, you know, through the team's eyes, from the player's eyes. Are you encouraged by the type of personality and his convictions and his philosophies that will be presented to your guys?
Yeah, Mark told Ted and me when we talked to him that he wanted to talk to the players as soon as possible. Wants to get to know them, wants to find out what they're all about, wants to know what makes them tick. I think so that he'll know what it's going to take for him to get them to come together as a team and win championships.